This is Steve Linsmeyer. Catch me weekdays, noon to 2, right here on the Buffalo City Sports Home, ESPN Jamestown.
I'm not sure I can fully ever explain how excited that song gets Warren and I to do movies. Steve Linsmeyer alongside Warren Abrahamson. It's time for another edition of Movies here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com. And how can you just not get jacked up, Warren, when you hear the Star Wars
theme? Every
time
I hear that, I think of the cinematic masterpiece and the trilogy. And, well, now what? What's a 9-movie? What do you call that? Just the saga is what they call
it
now.
Yeah, I don't... So I know 10 is like
decology.
So 9 would be, I don't even know.
I have no idea. Anyway, I always think that gets me excited because I love Star Wars.
If it was 8, it'd be like a octology.
There you go. Octology or something.
But
that sounds
like a
science.
Is.
Anyway, yeah, very excited to be back. It's been a long time since we've done this. And I'm excited because now we can start saying that this is available in podcast form, which
yes.
We've been saying for how long
yes.
that we wanted to do. So
it is available in the podcast. You can go to newsdakota.com. It'll be uploaded there as soon as we're done here.
It's on Google Play as well. It's on iTunes now. So if you have podcasts or subscribe to podcasts through those platforms, I mean, you get it anywhere. I have it on my phone for crying out loud right now. Oh, yeah.
I haven't loaded it up yet.
You have an iPhone. I have an Android. So we both hit the, sides of the spectrum, but... Yeah, if you go to the Google Play Store and you search movies with Stephen Warren, boom, then you could subscribe to it and then listen to it anytime you want to. We've got Florida Man on there. I've got my Let's Talks on there.
There it is.
Yeah.
Let's go. Looking fly,
looking fresh. So if you love the segment or if you missed anything from it, you can always just catch it there as well.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah,
good stuff.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Did you just subscribe?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, okay.
I have access to it anytime I want.
I'm the one making it. Why would I ever?
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's dive in because it has been a while since you and I have done movies. I had Ace filling in last week. So Memorial Day weekend, I was a little unsure if I was going to get to a movie.
Same here.
I got to 3.
Holy smokes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I saw Aladdin.
Me too.
I saw Detective Pikachu.
Good.
And I saw, what was the other one that I saw?
Was it a new one over the, it wasn't John Wick because you told me you were watching the first one.
No. What else did I see that week? Because I saw 3 movies. I saw Aladdin. I saw Detective Pikachu.
Was it Booksmart?
Oh, and then I went and saw Booksmart.
Okay. I still kind of want to see that. That's on my radar.
Yeah, you should see Booksmart. It is.
Okay. It's good?
It's very good.
And
it's very well done.
Awesome.
It's a very charming movie.
Isn't that like Olivia Wilde's directorial debut as well?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And
that's so cool.
It's essentially like some sort of female version of Superbad.
I was
going to
say, that's the feeling I got from it. So, awesome.
In a way.
Okay. All right.
So I've seen 3 movies since you and I chatted last time.
I've seen 1. Because I have not really been, I was in the cities last weekend and
but
I
you
just,
had all last week off. What'd
I
you
know,
do?
I just never went to a movie is what happened. I do have plans to get to several movies sometime this week though. So.
Yes, because we have a lot that we need to to talk about in terms of what has opened up and what is due to open up because June is just continues to be a cinephile's
dream. Oh yeah.
So let's dive in first as to what happened this week in the box office. Godzilla, the King of Monsters, took the top spot, $47.7 million in its opening weekend. I thought maybe Aladdin would hold it off, and it almost did.
But Godzilla has had a nice little run of advertisement. I don't know. You look everywhere. It's been before every movie, and it was hyped up so well, and all Godzilla fans were like, yes, we're seeing other creatures and the battle for Earth and stuff. And all I heard was it fizzled. Like, all I heard was it just wasn't the great thing that it was built up to be.
Well, it's only 40% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. I know you loved the first one.
I did. I really liked it, but that one also wasn't very well received either.
Yeah, so are you going to try to
go
see this one?
So I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go see it and take it in because I'm a huge fan of... large monsters fighting other large monsters. Like, that's essentially what we're watching here.
So Aladdin fell just under 5 million short of holding on to the top spot, 42.8 million this last weekend for Aladdin, which is in its second weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at where Aladdin's at total right now. 190 domestic, 264 foreign, for a total of $454 million worldwide.
It's not bad. It's not bad considering, again, we're in this remake Disney phase, and you said it right, I think, because I went and saw it after you saw it, and they changed it just enough to make it a new movie experience. All the colors and the visuals and the music and the singing, like, it was just enough to make it be like, okay, this is a good take on what the Aladdin we know. It was super entertaining. There was nothing bad about it. I laughed a couple of times. It was funny. Will Smith does a great job. Like, just, it was good. Go check it out.
Naomi Scott is brilliant, ooh, isn't she?
She's got a voice. I didn't know. What else has she been in? I don't know what other things Naomi Scott, because when she started singing, especially the new song that they made, she crushed it.
Yeah. I thought she was brilliant. And I loved how they, spoiler alert, how they made Princess Jasmine more than just a damsel in distress.
More than just to save me. I can't do anything for myself. But Jasmine, that was another thing about Jasmine, was she didn't come across like other Disney princesses did, right?
Yeah.
And in the animated movie, she was very strong-willed and everything. This one was more like, I'm not taking that.
Yeah, she was very political.
Yep.
And I thought that was awesome.
It was good. Everything was good. The Aladdin choice was fantastic. He did a great job.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say his name. It's Massad or something like that.
Yeah. Menemassad.
Menemassad, I think, is how you say it.
I really liked it. If you haven't seen it yet, I believe it's still shown at the Bison 6 Cinema.
It is. I think it'll be there this week as well.
So go check that out. It's just fun. It's just a fun movie.
Entertainment factor
and
is high.
Yes, it's 56% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes, but you don't always have to worry about what the critics say.
Like we just said, I'm definitely going to see Godzilla sometime. It's 40%. I'm not going to listen to the critics.
Godzilla hanging on a strong 40% at Rotten Tomatoes. Rocket Man this weekend, number three, $25.7 million. That's 91% fresh.
I've heard
the Elton John story.
I heard that it's just the next step up from, if people liked Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie, it's just the next step up.
Really?
And Taron Egerton does an amazing job as him. So I want to see it. That's another one on the radar. There's Booksmart, Godzilla, that one. And then there's movies coming out this weekend.
We'll get to that in just a minute. Ma came in at number four, $18 million. That is the
Octavia Spencer
thriller.
Yep.
And then at number five, John Wick 3 Parabellum, $11 million.
So good.
I finally saw John Wick Chapter 1.
And
I liked it. I didn't love it. Okay. Although I also watched it on TV when all the swear words were bleeped out.
Come on.
You had to sit through commercials.
That's not fair.
So I am going to watch the second one.
Good. It just gets better from there. Like, they've gotten better. All the reviews have gotten better. It's made more money as it's gotten more movies. Like,
I love the first part when they realize that kid
killed his dog.
Killed John Wick's dog. And
he's just like, he gets the drink, pours him a drink, and he's just like, you're dead. Like, sorry. Like, I can't do anything now.
That's so awesome.
It is. It's very cool. I love Keanu Reeves, but the movies where he doesn't have to show a lot of emotion are what he excels at.
Yeah.
Like, that's why things like Speed Speed was good, but Matrix and this is just, that's what he's good at.
Well, speaking of Keanu Reeves, have you seen the internet blowing up about his latest cameo?
His latest cameo?
Yeah.
In Toy Story?
No, in Always Be My Maybe on Netflix.
No, I didn't.
So there's a new rom-com on Netflix called Always Be My Maybe.
Okay.
It stars Randall Park and I can't think of her name. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. But it's a new one.
It just came out.
All right, just came out on Netflix.
And in one of the scenes, Keanu Reeves,
he's just driving by?
Yeah, he plays himself.
What?
As her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. So he's like dating she's dating Keanu
Reeves. She's dating Keanu Reeves. And he is as wacky and wild as
like people, from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in the Wild.
Ali Wong is the other star of the movie. But yeah, I mean, he is how people would think if Keanu Reeves was like not as normal as he actually is.
Not as
like
normal.
If he was out there a little bit in terms of the way he thought about himself and the world.
Have you seen it? Like, you've watched it and it's pretty good?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's another thing.
The movie was okay. I didn't love the movie, but I thought Keanu Reeves and his cameo was brilliant.
I mean, it's just like Trainwreck. The best part of that was Bill Hader and LeBron James's, like,
yeah, apparently they were best friends.
They were best buds. Like, I was like, okay, I could believe that, I guess. But that was the best part of that entire movie. So, I may just have to watch the cameo part.
Yeah. So Always Be My Maybe out on Netflix.
Okay.
It's good. I mean, I wonder what it, if they have Rotten Tomatoes.
They've been rating stuff from Netflix. Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah. See. It's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So people are digging it. I thought it was good, not great.
It's just a Netflix one that they've released, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So that one out on Netflix. Well, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend.
Oh, gosh. It's going to push out movies I haven't seen yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's maybe a good problem to have. We'll always
I do wish they kind of spread them out a little bit more, but I understand why they don't, because they want these movies when people can actually go.
Go, and that's during the summertime.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
However, as we've talked about on this show many, many times, 2019 is an unbelievable year for movies. And
a lot of finales, a lot of finality, too.
And June is where it really picks up its stride.
Oh, gosh.
Because we've already had a couple big releases the first weekend of June. Mm-hmm. Now we've got this weekend Dark Phoenix and The Secret Life of Pets 2, which The Secret Life of Pets 2, I've not seen the first one. But the cast in this one is fantastic. They've gotten a lot of people in for cameos, including Harrison Ford.
Well, and the first one has a lot of names in it, too, a lot of big names. I'm not high on Secret Life of Pets. It came out around the same time Zootopia did, and it was kind of like, ugh. You know what I mean? It didn't hit me like it. So, but yeah, there's a lot of big names. Dark Phoenix has been hyped for I don't know how long.
Well,
so
Dark Phoenix is not getting very good traction.
Uh-oh.
At this point, just 18% on Rotten Tomatoes for the final X-Men movie of the Fox era.
Oh, no. I mean, that just gives Disney even more ammunition to just reboot the entire thing, which I know they're going to do, so they can insert X-Men into the Avengers stuff.
Yeah, at some point, we're going to start to see some allusion to the X-Men.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to come.
They're saying as early as Spider-Man, but I don't know.
Now, I think it's going to be more so like a nod to them existing. Like, we're not going to see a member of the X-Men.
For sure.
Or it's going to be more like, for example, I think of the Superman movie that that Henry Cavill's in.
Yep, right.
There is a... what do you call it? A satellite floating in space.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
That says Wayne Enterprises.
It just acknowledged that
Bruce Wayne
they're
exists
in that universe.
I expect at some point
in the
next couple of movies.
Got it.
In the MCU, we're gonna see some sort of nod to the X-Men.
Who knows? Sorry. Who knows when it's gonna happen though? Like, right? Who knows?
Yeah.
At what point? But. Have you seen the rumor of who they want to play Wolverine right now?
No.
Tom Hardy.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, the guy's jacked. Like, dude, get him in there.
That would be good.
It would be pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, no, I'm excited for anything. Any way they introduce it, I'm just going to be stoked for it, you know,
because
it's about time that they have every single character at their disposal.
They do. So. And I was reading something that Sony had a chance to buy all of the Marvel characters for $20 million.
They're like, no, just get a Spider-Man. They have more villains or something.
They only
like
went with Spider-Man for $7 million.
I mean, Spider-Man's made him a lot of money, but now you look at where the Avengers are just like, yeah, we'll make a cool $2 billion here in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's insane.
It is insane. But yeah, it's a good time to be a movie lover and a nerd like us with Avengers. And
are you still going to see Dark Phoenix?
Honestly, I'll be real with you. It has not even been on my radar. Like,
really?
I watched the X-Men First Class and X-Men something future past or whatever. What like
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past. Very, very good. Like, right? But this one just doesn't. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. There's nothing that's like, oh, cool, Jean Grey. I know she's really dangerous, but I just, you know, just wasn't anything.
Part of me wants to see it just because Sophie Turner's Jean Grey.
Sophie Turner being Jean Grey is very cool. I've just never been that big into the X-Men except for Wolverine, right? Like, that's been my guy, and that's about it.
So I'm definitely going to go see it at some point here in the next couple of days.
All right.
I want to see the culmination of this.
How it all ends.
How this ends, because we've had First Class, we've had Days of Future Past, we've had Apocalypse, and now
Apocalypse, that's right, I forgot about that.
Dark Phoenix will finish things off, and they've all kind of been getting progressively worse.
It's true.
I don't really have a ton of high hope for Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
But I definitely definitely do want to see it.
Yeah.
The casting, if the X-Men get thrown into the MCU, is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be in question, but I mean, we've not been disappointed with the casting choices so far. Everybody was kind of like, why not bring back Edward Norton to do the Hulk after everything, and Mark Ruffalo's done just fine. Like, you know, it's Captain America, they wanted Chris Evans, he didn't want to, he did it. We had one of the best Captain Americas we could ever have hoped for. Like, Tony Stark, RDJ.
I saw a story on Screen Rant of how old Steve Rogers could become the next cameo in place of Stan Lee.
Wow. Old Steve Rogers? Do you think Chris Evans would do it, though?
I don't know. I mean, to be on set for probably a day.
Yeah, well, put up all that makeup or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe. It'd be kind of cool, right? Like, I don't know, though. Do we really want that? Do we really want, because we know Stan Lee's, and that's about it, right?
Like, it'd be a cool way to keep the legacy intact of those.
To be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Captain America's old now. Like,
yeah.
Cool. I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be interesting. I'm really excited for Spider-Man, though.
Oh, me too. The final trailer leaked, and I hope I don't ruin anything for anybody, but Spider-Man basically uncovers Tony Stark's stuff and becomes the next Tony Stark and creates his own suits and has like a Jarvis-like.
What?
Yeah, it's in the trailer,
What? When did that come out?
It leaked. It leaked earlier this week. It leaked on Monday or something like
that. Was that a trailer or was
it
that
a... leaked trailer.
Leaked footage.
Like, somebody recorded the screen of the trailer and I watched it and I was like, yes. So I don't know if we're going to get that trailer, but that's what I saw.
You're sure it wasn't just like leaked footage?
It was in trailer form.
All right. So the rest of this month, Men in Black and Shaft come out June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Men in Black guy.
Isn't there another one on June 14th about zombies? Like, isn't that on there somewhere?
The Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die is going to be really good.
Yeah, that'll be interesting too.
Anyway, but Men in Black.
I'm excited for that. I was kind of hoping for that Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover.
I was too. But hey, we're going to get Thor and Valkyrie playing Men in Black in, you know, so.
That's true. That's pretty awesome as well. June 21st, we have Anna, Child's Play, Toy Story 4, and Wild Rose, all wide releases.
Oh my gosh, on that one weekend?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then
Toy Story 4, though.
Toy Story 4.
Like, let's go.
Yeah. I thought, I wasn't sure we'd see any more Toy Story movies after number three.
It was pretty final, but this one, it sounds like, is going to hit the heartstrings even more than it did before. So.
Wow. Well, that comes out in June. And then July 3rd or July 2nd, Spider-Man Home or Far From Home.
Let's go. Let's get it.
That's another edition of movies here on ESPN Jamestown.